Okay, my friends, today we are reading a story called The Forever Tree. And this was written by Teresa Cerati and Donna Lucas. And it was illustrated by Nicola Slater. And it is read today by Mommy and what? Quack? Are you a duck? Quack? Oh, well, there you have it, my friends. Today's story is read to you by Mommy and Ducky. Quack, quack.
Quack.
Okay. Are you ready, my little duck?
Quack.
Quack, quack. Okay. The Forever Tree. Here we go. This is a true story about a tree that grew from something more than water and sunshine. It grew from love. Oh, I love the idea of a tree growing from love. The animals knew the tree was very special, which is why they held all their sleepovers, weddings, and championship bingo tournaments inside. They fed the tree with laughter, singing, and dancing. And from its deepest roots to its highest branches, that's how the tree grew strong and tall and proud. I think I would also be a strong, tall, proud tree. Really, I think I'd be a strong, tall, proud person if someone fed me with laughter and singing and dancing. Those are some of my favorite things. Are they some of your favorite things? Duck?
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack.
Okay. I had to translate that really quick into quack for my pet duck. Okay. The raccoons were in charge of keeping the tree neat and tidy. They carefully cleaned it every day with gentle paws. The squirrels stocked the tree with books and games and colorful party supplies. The chipmunks adored the tree too. They were often distracted by the shapes of clouds and thoughts of chestnuts, so none of their chores ever really got done. But can I just briefly say, like, I think I want to be this tree. I would love it if someone would keep me neat and tidy and stock me with books and games and colorful party supplies. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For years, the animals had the tree all to themselves. So very many surprise birthday parties, first kisses, and secret squirrel social scout meetings happened there. Ooh, a scout meeting. That kind of sounds like a hootenanny, which is a code word for good time.
One day, an unexpected visitor arrived. A grandfather. He was a strong and tall and proud man. He knew the tree was special too. He threw a rope up over its sturdiest limb. His hands worked quickly and with love. The next morning, a little girl named Charlie came out to play. She saw the swing her grandfather had made for her.
"Thank you, Grandfather,"
said Charlie.
Push me, please.
Here's to all the little girls named Charlie in the world. We know several of them, don't we? The raccoons, squirrels, and chipmunks all stopped what they were doing. People had never noticed the special tree before. And from the grandfather's act of love, something new and beautiful began to grow. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it is. Every day, Charlie's grandfather pushed her on the swing. Soon, more children came. They brought their mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers. They pumped their legs and voices up to the sky. Whee! Well, that's what you do when you are swinging, right? Yeah. When you're swinging, do you ever say "wee"? You do. I do. I like to swing. I like to pretend like I can touch the sky. Oh, let's turn the page. At first, the animals were worried, maybe even a little annoyed. This was their special tree, and they weren't quite sure they wanted to share it. The raccoons began plotting a revolution underground. The squirrels argued for people, an animal and people togetherness. Oh, I see. So the raccoons don't want the humans. The squirrels do want the humans, and the chipmunks were not much help at all because they were still gazing at the clouds. Which makes sense because, well, chipmunks are very small, aren't they? Let's see what happens next. But the people turned out to be good neighbors. They were kind to the animals and their beloved tree. They shared their most delicious snacks. What is he sharing?
Corn.
Corn. And is that one of your favorite foods? You better believe it. The raccoons advised the animals, "Be nice and don't bite." Oh, I love that advice, especially from a raccoon. The swinging went on for many days. For months and years, there were more graduation picnics, polka parties, and hide-and-seek contests than you could count on all your paws. There was always love and laughter, and it kept the tree growing strong and tall and proud. But one spring, after a long, hard winter, the tree did not wake up with budding leaves. The tree did not wake up at all. That spring, Grandfather did not return either. Oh, how Charlie and the raccoons and squirrels and chipmunks cried. Oh, this is very sad. Then official people came and said the tree was now unsafe. The animals didn't know what this meant. They felt afraid. The raccoons organized an emergency meeting. They had heard of people who knew how to fix things, people who knew how to use their hearts and brains and hands to make things that last forever. Special people who believed that something beautiful is always worth saving. And I would like to recommend that everyone think that sentence again. Think that with me. Ready? Repeat after me. Something beautiful. Quack, 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 quack. Can you say it?
Quack.
Good. Is always worth saving.
Quack.
That's a really interesting translation. I had like 5 words and you only had 1. Okay, well, as long as the job got done. Something beautiful is always worth saving. The animals began their search. The raccoons identified architects by poking inside the recycling bins. The squirrels found carpenters by following the scent of wood. They whispered in their sleeping ears. The chipmunks lured artists with trails of chestnuts and wild red berries arranged in impossibly intricate swirls. Wouldn't that get your attention if you saw that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Quack.
Planners and builders of all kinds were found. Together, they came up with an idea to save the tree. They thought, sketched, and measured. They sawed and scurried and sanded, and day and night they worked quickly and skillfully and with love. And do you want to know what happened?
What?
Check it out. When the treehouse was built, the people and animals agreed it was the perfect place to hold their most special weddings and sleepovers and champion bingo tournaments. And they promised each other that their tree would stand forever, strong and tall and proud. And the swing would always hang from its sturdiest limb. And, ooh, you okay? Yeah. And somewhere, way, way, way up above, the grandfather looked down and smiled. And that is... Yeah. That is...
The end.
The end. And what a wonderful story. And... mm-hmm. And friends, it is actually based on a true story. And you can see pictures of it from the author in a note at the end of the book. But since it's the end, let's say... The end.
The end.
The end.